played in the first week. At the same time, maybe is he miffed or testy about the narrative that has emerged because of the comments and the urgency and maybe the way that he feels like people have misinterpreted that?
I think so. I think a little bit at least. And some of it's probably warranted. He talks precisely, and there's nuance involved a lot of times. Now, that said, when he came out of the season last year, he was pretty clear and there wasn't a whole lot of nuance. It was about, well, maybe we need to play with some more urgency. I don't want to use the word complacency, but, you know, maybe there's a game here or there we could have found. And one, basically he was saying they fell one game short. Maybe there was that game they could have found somewhere in April or in June, on that third day when you'd already had the series and you didn't sweep it. Maybe you could have, those kinds of things. He was pretty specific. As the off season wore on more and he got further away from the emotions of that, there was more nuance involved in what he said. And ultimately the efforts they made in the off season were more nuanced. They were about doing the most they could internally to prepare their guys for the season, the full season, the whole thing. But honestly, it doesn't work out that way. Baseball doesn't work that way. If your focus is on trying to go recapture moments that were lost in a season and maybe pick up that game or that other game that you could have or should have won, you're sort of ignoring the fact that there might have been 4 or 6 or 10 games that easily could have gone the other way, that maybe even you probably should have lost, that you picked up because you were pretty good in this one area, or this guy was playing his butt off, or you got lucky. That happens. It happens every year, and I could go back and easily find you a bunch of those games last year where they probably shouldn't have won them and did anyway. That at the end of the season, you know, your record in baseball in particular usually tells you what you are. And to go, I don't know, he likes to use the term fool's errand. I think it's kind of a fool's errand to go back and try to find one win. But he'll tell you that's not really what they were doing this offseason. And, okay, fine.
But in fairness to him, he could probably find a few of them already.
Three.
What in the heck is going on with the bullpen? I mean, 17 walks and 17 in the third innings. I bow to your knowledge of baseball, Gordon, but I know that's not good.
I mean, who would, honestly, you know, whatever you might think of Steve Cishek and his workload last year, nobody thinks he's going to come in and walk guys. They might think that his arm falls off after all the innings and games he pitched last year. But if he's out there throwing and if he's out there healthy, he's not going to walk guys. He walked three in a row. He walked every guy, 4-2 lead, eighth inning, and he walks every guy he faces to hand off a bases-loaded situation to Randy Rosario. So something's going on out there beyond just these guys were a question mark coming in. And maybe Lester hit the nail on the head when he said that, top to bottom, they're starting to press. And he said because of this emphasis on a fast start.
So that's the responsibility of who, Gordon? Because, look, the reason there's an emphasis on a fast start, fans, it's human nature to overreact to opening day. But the emphasis on April comes from the guy who said October starts in March. Those were the words that Theo used. That's the emphasis he placed. So it does start, you know, within the front office. That's where all this is coming from.
Now, he's going to tell you that October starts in March, meaning that you spend March getting yourself prepared physically and mentally to be the best player and the best team you can be heading in. And then the results will take care of themselves. If there's a tangible thing here in a tangible mental thing here, it's probably beyond the messaging on that front, and it's probably the messaging that's unanimously believable with all these guys. One of the things they stressed as they held some of their meetings in spring training, especially toward the end of camp, was that this league and this division in particular is much tougher than it's been. There are no soft spots, particularly in the division. And they're going to find that out in a fast way starting tomorrow when they go to Milwaukee. But, you know, Milwaukee obviously was tough last year. The Reds are way better. The Pirates are about what they've been, and they're no easy out. Cardinals got better. I think as players, you look at that and you say, yeah, you're right. And we've been asking them about it ever since the Goldschmidt trade, whenever we've seen these guys, be it at Cubs convention or spring training. So it's in there in a big way that, you know, we won 95 games last year. We won 92 the year before, won 103 the year before. But those were different leagues, different divisions for sure. And it's not going to be as easy this time around. And so when adversity strikes early, you can ramp up intensity to where like Lester says, what he's seeing, and I have no reason to doubt him. I thought I saw it the other night, was that these guys are trying to do too much, trying to press, trying to get off to that fast start when you're already starting to bury yourself in one losing series and now a second losing series.
Yeah, and I understand you can't play baseball that way, but, you know, how frail mentally are you if the idea that it's important to start early is taken away from, it's putting too much pressure on you? I mean, come on.
I'll go back to what you guys said and then pointing the finger at the guy at the top when it comes to some of this stuff, because as good as they are at problem solving and thinking things out, they do sometimes go too far. And I'm not going to say that they went too far on this, but their approach in the off season to spend the off season so intensely internally focused, and to the point of individual meetings with team leaders all across the map, trying to come up with ideas, things that they could do better for the players, and things the players might be able to do better going into the season. That's unique. That doesn't happen. And you know, if there's pressing involved because of that, maybe it's because it is so unique. Maybe it's because it has been hammered home, even if it's not intended to be a hammer from the top. It certainly hits hard with you. It hits home with you that this is really important, and that it's all on them. I mean, that there really was no help in the off season. Brad Brock, Daniel Descalzo, unlike previous seasons, there was no big name that came in that made you say, well, you know, here the organization's really stepping up and we just got a little better here in this one area, or we lost this guy over here, but we picked up these two guys here. It's a different mindset in a number of ways going in this year.
Gordon, a year ago at this time, David Bodie had yet to make his major league debut. Heading into this spring training, I even think if he were honest with himself, I don't know that he would be able to guarantee you that he'd be on a major league roster in 2024. Now he's going to be guaranteed to make $5.5 million in 2024 after his contract extension he signed yesterday. I know what's in it for him. I know why he would want that and why his agent would go to Theo. What is in it for the Cubs?
Well, when he went to them, they started doing the calculus on this about who they think he is. And they think that he's minimum what he is now, you know, big league backup who can really handle defensively a couple of infield spots and has pop in the bat that already plays really well against left-handers, and it has a chance to grow into even higher upside, so that a modest contract like this makes sense. And worst-case scenario, if you get to that third, fourth, fifth year of it, it's not, especially if you project revenues going forward that far ahead, it doesn't figure to be a contract that's ever going to really kill you, even if you whiff on it. And if you think this guy's what you're projecting, then it turns out to be a deal. And the other thing is that they know from talking to other teams around the league, there's a handful of teams out there, maybe 10 to 12 teams out there that consider Bodie a guy that could start for them right now. And so when you look at that as a value point, then it starts to make sense too. I mean, if they get a year into this year and a half into this, and there's really no place for him in a lineup, they might be able to move him if he's doing even what he's been doing since he's gotten to the majors, and get something back in return, if for no other reason than there's cost certainty on that. But I will say this, who the hell knows? 78 major league games, and I can almost assure you, well, two things I'll assure you. If Addison Russell wasn't suspended and Ian Happ hadn't had a crappy spring, Bodie's not even on the roster right now. And when Russell comes back from a suspension, and when and if Happ returns, if everybody else is healthy, he won't be on the roster then. He's got options. He's the only guy that you're going to send out if you bring two position players. I mean, Zagunas goes out when the next move is made, but other than that, you know, if you bring two guys on, Bodie's one of the guys that's off. So he's going to sign this contract, and in all likelihood, at some point this season, going to wind up in the minors.
Well, I mean, at least he can afford to go.
What drive down style?
Get a nice car. So help us out, Gordon. How do you fix a bullpen when you're this point in the season? Things are just starting out, and it seems like everybody. How many players is it now that have given up? How many relief pitchers have given up runs? Is it six now?
There's one dude, Brandon Kinsler. He's retired every guy he's faced. There's one guy that's pitching that has pitched well whenever they called on him. It's him.
Clone machine.
So make him the closer, right? That's your answer. Make Brandon Kinsler the closer. Make Pedro Strop available earlier in the game. No, I don't know what the answer is. The answer is that these guys better figure it out fast, because the only help is in the minor leagues right now, and that's not really a confidence builder if you're a fan. I mean, Twitter tells me that there's guys still out on the free agent market, but Ricketts tells me there's no money. So this is it. This is
Pat Gordon. You like to poke the bear a little bit with the payroll and everything, but can they afford Craig Kimbrell? Can they afford not to go after Craig Kimbrell?
Does he fix it?
My feeling from the beginning on that was they needed to expand the purse strings this year, because this window is staring them in the face. This isn't about we already spend a lot of money. I know they spend a lot of money. This is a franchise record payroll. They're over 200. They're well over 200 million. But if you're also bringing in more money, you're also raising ticket prices every year, merchandising prices every year. You're building suites. You're investing in land all around Wrigley Field. You're making money hand over fist, and the idea is you're going to make even more. If this is at all about winning, there's an avenue to momentarily, for this moment in time, when you have a chance to really hit that window and make the most of that window, to expand those purse strings and get the exact help you need. It's there. It's out there. Is Craig Kimbrell going to come in and immediately make this, you know, team goes off and wins 10 games in a row? Probably not. But that one big arm in that bullpen, with Brandon Morrow potentially on the horizon to join him in a few weeks, now you're talking about it really has a ripple effect that makes everybody better out there, and certainly would add a lot of confidence to this group. Yes, that's exactly what you should do. But they're not going to do it, so it's all on these guys.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thanks,
appreciate
Gordon.
It.
Good stuff.
All right, guys, take care.
That's Gordon Whitmire covering the Cubs for the Sun-Times.
And right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-591-6700, and you will win a VIP breakfast for you and a guest during our Cubs Radio opening day broadcast Monday, April 8th at Country Club in Wrigleyville, presented by White Claw, the purest hard seltzer in the world. Plus, show up to our broadcast to register to win a pair of opening day tickets.
We are broadcasting live from 1-2 Pru here in the lobby, 130 East Randolph. It's a back-to-baseball rally, and if you think that we have upset you, wait until Dan and Connor get here. We've got Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight, and it's going to get ugly. That's
it's
a guarantee. It's what we do. Mully and Hall on the Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules. Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Weather in Chicago starting to warm up. That means ice buildups melting, pipes bursting, heavy rain in the forecast, flooded basements, and new unwelcome water stains on your ceiling. Homeowners near the overflowing Fox and Des Plaines rivers can rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. Listen, when any flood disaster strikes, you know who to call. Aloha Restoration will get you bone dry in no time. Call Aloha at the same time as the emergency response team to secure your home and prevent further damage. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. 847-865-5664.
Experience Burger Madness, the college basketball tournament, and Sam Adams Pints at Palmer Place on 56 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. If you buy any burger Monday through Thursday, the second burger is half price. You can also drink $3 pints of Sam Adams for all college basketball tournament games. To experience Burger Madness and the college basketball tournament, along with Sam Adams deals, go to Palmer Place in LaGrange. To check out menus and more information, visit PalmersLaGrange.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every handshake can lead to something different. And whether it's assembling parts or starting startups, each deserves a banking partnership that's one of a kind. At CIBC, we tailor our services to you. We deliver on your business goals with an experienced commercial banking team you know and the resources of a bank with 150 years of putting clients first. A handshake with us leads to a banking partnership that's made for you. CIBC Commercial Banking. CIBC Bank USA, member FDIC.
Creighton University students find success through leading undergraduate, graduate, and professional programs. Nationally ranked research and internship opportunities and a global network of alumni prepare Creighton Blue Jays for lifelong success. Learn more at creighton.edu. At Creighton University, students start a successful and meaningful future. Imagine doing original research with a renowned professor or interning at a Fortune 500 company. The possibilities are endless as a Creighton Blue Jay. Learn more at creighton.edu.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome Five Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
This year, Macy's Flower Show at State Street will take you where you've never gone before. Join our journey to Paradiso's, to a floral paradise far, far away. Explore space-themed gardens with millions of blooms, billions of colors, exotic plants, and cosmic creatures. Plus, be sure to check out our lineup of informative seminars, floral workshops, cooking demos, and more. Welcome spring at Macy's Flower Show, now through April 7th at Macy's on State Street. Info at macys.com/flowershow.
5-hour tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in three amazing flavors. With zero sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-hour tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side. From the makers of 5-hour energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Segment brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. With 4 remaining home games left, the playoff-bound Chicago Wolves have some great promotional nights. Saturday is both STEM and trading cards night, courtesy of Vienna Beef. And free parking this season is courtesy of Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Hopped up. John Ryan's got a beat on it. And he drops it. E2. Did Machado drop his bat right at the feet of Murphy on purpose? And Andy Green is out there talking with Bill Welke. I'd like to see that again, guys, if we can. Let's see where Machado tosses the bat